next generation of our Windows at Home. This week is going to be a very, very busy one. And after all that you hear and see this week, it's our hope that one thing is going to stand out very, very clearly. And that is when it comes to developing apps for a vision of three screens in a cloud, there's a single coherent development strategy moving forward that you can bet on across all of our platforms. First, in terms of tools, what brings it all together is Visual Studio for developers and Expression Studio for designers. Second, in terms of runtimes, our strategic runtimes for delivering experiences across all three screens, across three screens in the cloud, are Internet Explorer and Silverlight. We'll work to ensure that Internet Explorer is the best browser for Windows without compromise, a standards-based, modern browser to its core. Through IDEA, we aspire to give web app developers access to all the performance and all the functions that the Windows OS and PC's hardware serve up. You'll hear tomorrow from Stevenson Austin, who will discuss Windows, the IDEA, and much, much more. And finally, in terms of our app for three screens in the cloud, one little up the stack from the browser, the app runs to the since our strategic browser extension, Silverlight. Silverlight complements JavaScript by adding capabilities uniquely enabling highly responsive and highly interactive web controls, web applications, such as those involving smooth, scalable videos, photos, and imagery, interactive meetings and presentations, real-time media and games. And because Silverlight is .NET, it's also the premier high-level runtime for the development of and the web-based deployment of line-of-business apps that typically need data-bound controls, workflow, and more. And Silverlight has exploded in popularity. It's come a long, long way over the past year. And tomorrow, Scott Guthrie is going to have some incredible demos to show you and a few great surprises about what comes next for Silverlight. What excites me the most is to see what developers are doing with the capabilities of Silverlight 3, and in particular, how they're using it to bridge web apps into the world of apps that are installed on your desktop. And to give you a sense of those possibilities, I'd like to introduce Loic L'Amour, founder and CEO of Seismic. Loic?
On the web, and we want to see all the data in cloud for our users. This is an idea